Time to talk some Red Sox as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Jen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, at the quarter poll, you wrote about it yesterday. It's no longer a small sample size for this team. Despite the loss last night and nearly 700 winning percentage, a lot is going right for Alex Cora so far.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a good run so far in these first couple months. They're going to, have to kind of keep up the pace that they had earlier, maybe more so than what they've done of late, just because they've been playing about 500 ball the past couple weeks. But I think that early, good start that they had kind of afforded them to maybe loosen up a little bit. But they're going to need to be a little bit more, pulled together than they have the past couple weeks to compete against the Yankees, because obviously that's going to be the big competition down the stretch.
Well, and as you suggested in your piece on The Athletic, one area where they can look for some improvement is the rotation. Not a great outing for Rick Porcello last night. 6 innings, 9 hits, 5 earned runs. He's been pretty solid for most of the year, but they've got to be able to get that on a regular basis, certainly from those top three.
Yeah, I think that they need to see a little bit more consistency out of those five guys. I mean, those five are going to be pretty much, barring any major injury, the five starters for the remainder of the season. So, you had Porcello kind of pitching really well in the first few weeks. In the past couple starts he's had, haven't been as sharp as those first few. So, he's going to need to pick things up. Obviously Price, Rodriguez goes tonight. He'll need to kind of smooth things out. So there's a lot of, they're doing well, but there's a lot of work in progress. And obviously the bullpen is, something that's sort of been an issue over the past few weeks. And we just found out today that Carson Smith is going to be gone for quite some time. So that kind of throws a wrinkle into things too.
Yeah. Now with the Carson Smith news, is there any further news on Tyler Thornburg and when he might be available?
Well, we found out we talked to Dombrowski after we just heard about Carson. He kind of explained, what happened there with the subluxation. And in that, said that Thornburg's been throwing a lot lately, so they're going to kind of back off of him for a few days, and he's not going to throw for a few days just to kind of, freshen up his arm a little bit. So, I still think that it's probably going to be sometime in June that we see him, maybe the end of this month, but especially if he's going to need a few days off because he's thrown a lot lately, they want to make sure that when he comes back he's not going to be a liability in needing days off here and there, especially because they are getting a little thin in the bullpen. So I don't expect to see him anytime super soon, but I would maybe a month or so if I had to make an educated guess.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic here on Downtown. Dustin Pedroia played last night and got himself a hit. Hopefully can get him back in that lineup because there have been a couple of holes. Second base has been a struggle for Nunez so far and Brock Holt when he's had the chance to get out there. Do they need Dustin Pedroia back in this lineup?
Yeah, so if you're looking at someone that's going to be a little bit, coming back a little bit sooner, I'd say, Pedroia is definitely, maybe a week and a half to 2 weeks out. And when I talked to him, I had gone down to Florida a couple weeks ago to do a sit down with him, and he had kind of pinpointed May 12th as when he'd be with the Paw Sox, which he kind of hit that mark this past weekend coming up. And then he had targeted May 25th, that homestand, as when he'd be back with the Red Sox. So assuming everything kind of continues on the same path, that's kind of, obviously not this homestand, then they go away, and then the following week he's kind of expecting to be back with the club. So if ever everything goes well, that's when they can expect him to be back, which should be a boost for them.
Jackie Bradley Jr. has always been a fairly streaky hitter, but so far the streaks have all been pretty bad this season. Are there concerns at all that he can't turn this around and they might have to make some full-time adjustments?
Yeah, the longer that this goes on, it's more concerning, I think, because they have been hitting so well that, they're kind of letting it go for now. But, he has been sitting more. He's not starting tonight. He had some time off over the past week to kind of work things out. So, I think Cora wants to give him a chance, but at the same time realizes he needs to you know, he needs something out of him. So, you know, I'm not, it's definitely a cause for concern because, you know, when is he going to break out of this? It doesn't really seem like there's much light at the end of the tunnel, but he has, you know, such elite off defense that, you know, that there's that you kind of fall back on. So we'll see how this continues to play out. But, you know, I can't really predict what they would do if this keeps going on any longer. They can temporarily shift, you know, have Martinez in left and shift Benintendi to center and keep Mookie in right. But I don't know if they want to keep doing that. So we'll see if Jackie can kind of get any foothold on the offensive side. And if not, we'll have to tackle that issue at that point.
Has anything changed in regard to Blake Swihart's playing opportunities in the last few days?
No. We just asked Dombrowski that too, after we talked with him about Carson. And he basically was saying, you know, the question was asked, I think, you know, do you feel like you're getting enough out of that spot in the roster, the 25th spot? And, you know, his answer was that on most teams, you're not going to be getting a lot out of your 25th guy. So they feel that they're utilizing that spot as they can. He didn't seem to, go one way or another on Swihart, though he did say that, you know, when Pedroia does come back, they'll have to make some decisions. So are they going to release him, you know, when Pedroia comes back in a few weeks? I don't think that you can necessarily option Blake Brock Holt, even though he does have an option in his contract. I don't think that you can necessarily, rely on Nunez to kind of be your backup infielder and not have Holt around. So we'll see what happens in a couple weeks when Pedroia comes back, if Swihart's still got a spot in this team. But for now, nothing's changed with him.
Back to the Carson Smith situation. Do we know, did you learn from Dave Dombrowski, what the incident was, why he threw his glove in the dugout?
Yeah, well, he, you know, yesterday in the game, he gave up that home run, I think, to Chris Davis, and he was angry. So he came back into the dugout, threw his glove down, and, you know, a different kind of awkward motion for him, I guess, and basically threw the shoulder out. Dombrowski said that Carson was, you know, embarrassed, apologetic, felt really bad about it. But Dombrowski also said this kind of seems, they don't have a timeline for when he'll be back, and it could be a serious injury. We asked if he would need surgery for it. He said he wasn't sure. So they're not expecting him back anytime soon by any means. So he's going to be gone for a while, which is obviously a big blow to the bullpen. So Pointer's coming up for now. You would think that they'd need a little bit more. Pointer pitched well, but I don't know if you're going to rely on him for the rest of, you know, the time that Smith's out, because at this point it's looking more like weeks and months as opposed to days that Smith will be back.
There's a lot of thought, Jen, that this could be one of those years where teams decide to make moves earlier than the trade deadline because we're getting some separation already between the haves and the have-nots. Are the Red Sox already out there scouting other teams, looking around at potential guys they could pick up maybe well in advance of the trade deadline in July?
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure that they are. You know, they always have, I think, even in past years, have guys out, early in the season just to kind of get the feel for needs that they may have, especially after the quarter mark of the season. That's kind of when they can get a feel for, you know, what they might need and what they might be able to get by with. And, I can say that I'm pretty certain they're already kind of looking to different teams and what they might be able to offer and what they might be looking for to plug some holes in the club, because this is a club that has a lot of potential. But some of these weird injuries, that are cropping up and just some of the, maybe the depth holes that they have, are what could make the difference down the stretch. So, you know, the sooner you get some help there, the better. So I think that's going to be something that they're kind of focusing on, definitely in the next month or so. So I wouldn't be surprised if something happens, early July or something like that.
Jen McCaffrey covers the Red Sox for The Athletic. And Jen, boy, The Athletic is so great. I think I told you that in a text message. I have a subscription to it. And the coverage that you're all providing is so good. It is well worth the money to be able to read top-notch stuff from people like yourself. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a great opportunity so far and great to work alongside a lot of great people, you know, obviously Ken Rosenthal, Peter Gammons, and, you know, the list goes on and on. So it's been great so far. So I appreciate that.
Thanks, Jen. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
That's Jen McCaffrey talking Red Sox with us here on Downtown.